go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's by my computer time, I've got 9:03. We need to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. I assume that everyone's had a chance to review those and go over what was sent to us by Kathy.
Is that true or not? There's somebody who need the time to read them.
I read them.
I've read them as well.
Yep.
And so I might suggest one correction and then one question. The correction would be under old business, B1, the last sentence. We might want to spell out CO being COVID,
yeah,
rather than CO like Colorado. Mm-hmm.
And, good correction. Okay,
that's the one I caught too, Karen.
Okay.
All right, I'll fix that.
And then I think the time we ended was earlier. I think it was 10:28, but that's because I just make note when we're finishing wrapping things up. And I think we kind of hung out and talked afterward, and maybe that's why the 10:53 came in. So that was the question I had.
Yeah.
About time.
I don't think it really matters.
So
just a question.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember in that sense. But you are very accurate on this stuff. I actually, if there is a mistake, I know Karen's going to catch it.
I think the discussion about canceling the board meeting and moving the lunch is what extended the meeting.
Yeah.
So I think it was actually closer to 11.
Okay. I think it was too, because I left earlier than that. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that we can get a little nitpicky on things that's slowing us down. There's just too much going on, you know, where it's not important to even worry about it as far as exact times and everything.
We know we adjourn.
Yeah.
I move we accept the minutes as they're written. That's corrected.
Okay, I just need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, Karen. All right, moving along. Going to the house manager's report.
I'm gonna see if I can share my screen in case everybody didn't get it printed. That's interesting. It's offering me lots of screens.
Oh, really?
I expected two and I'm seeing like six.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's kind of
options there.
Let's see. What can you see?
I can see a pretty jogger with
ocean. Yeah, pretty jogger.
Yeah. All right.
Is there somebody who wasn't able to view them?
Oh, there he is.
All right.
That's it, Kathy.
All right. I'm gonna page down to the manager's report. The other comment I had on the minutes is, like we decided, I attached the manager's report from the last meeting. So that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So we can refer to it instead of putting everything in the minutes.
Right.
Thank you.
Here's the manager's report for this month.
All right.
And I'm looking at last month and going, well, that's wrong. I'm looking at the paper. The screen's a little too bright for me today. So far, I'm kind of with Karen. It's a little early. This is for November and December. Both months we had 13 and then 14 events. November, we had 3 city events. December, 1. Clubs, we had 6 and 8. We didn't do any final walkthroughs. Wrong time of year. We had 1 revenue generating event each month and 3 tours each month. And of course our Santa open house in December. We did have some things going on in the garden, pictures, and also a memorial that somebody did just ad hoc. They let me know they were coming, but they just came and set up a little table and did it in the garden. Couple things on maintenance. They did fix the toilet seat in the bathroom.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I had Cameron come measure to see if we could get the stove in. And I said, you know, I have this other little thing I want to talk to you about. And we walked into the bathroom and I said, he took one look and went, oh, who did that? I don't know. They did it while I was on vacation, but could we get it fixed? He said, oh yeah. Oh yeah. They were back that day. So okay. That's fixed. Of course we decorated the house. And I mentioned that Cameron came and measured for the new stove, and I think we've decided we can get it in. So I'm in the process of doing the purchasing work to get that ordered this week. Okay. So I'm going to call and make him swear one more time that it'll fit. Right. And I'm going to call the vendor and see if it can come disassembled, which would make life a lot easier. So we're in process on that. January is pretty quiet. We do have a paranormal event, which I think is going to get scheduled, but I still don't have the paperwork for it. And every time I don't get the paperwork, he moves the date. So I'm not holding my breath. Club renewals are progressing. I think we'll be done by mid-February. And so far, we haven't had any clubs cancel. The grant award has to be accepted by City Council. So we're in the process. We did a submission to Jeff to get it back on the council calendar. I don't have a date yet for that. And once that gets done, then we can get the acknowledgement of the grant conditions and the covenant paperwork signed so that they can create the contract.
Okay.
So that's, and I believe based on what Sue Ellen told me, that we do not have to go back to council with the contract because we will have already jumped through all the council hoops. Okay. So that's my understanding, although I'm not holding my breath just because every time I think we've jumped through that hoop, it presents itself again.
Well,
and I do have a preliminary scope and budget from History Colorado, and I'm sitting on that waiting for the council approval. So that's where we're at on the grant stuff. We did have one cancellation. My June 11th wedding canceled because of COVID concerns. But because we don't have any restrictions at this point that indicate to us that we can't do that event, I think we'll be able to do it. I did not refund their deposit. I did tell them I would honor it if they set another date.
Okay.
So, and I got the impression that COVID was their excuse, but there was other stuff going on. Oh. And they wouldn't tell me what, they just said they were having a hard time. We did book another, we booked a retreat in November. We booked a wedding in July and we booked another wedding in June. So we do have two weddings and to replace the one that canceled. The Santa open house I thought was a great success, and I do want to talk through that later in the agenda. But my observation was that the reservation process worked really well for us. And I think that we were probably maxed out in terms of our ability to the number of people we could serve. And the other thing I really noticed is that because people were seeing Santa by themselves, instead of a room crowded full of people who were also waiting to see Santa, that it felt a lot more personal to them. And they felt like they were getting individual attention instead of, you know, just being the head of the line. And the first step of the website accessibility audit for the Callahan House pages is complete.
Okay.
I think there's a lot more steps to follow, but at the moment we've checked that box. And Wonderful. It was not fun. there are lots and lots of things you can check for accessibility, and it's tedious. I feel for the people that have lots more pages than we do, because we're lucky we only have a few pages. Financially in December, you can see we're still ahead. Moving on to the financial report, we're still ahead of the, I guess I could move.
Yeah, the sheets need to go there.
Thanks. Sorry, I'm not used to that. Yep. So there we go. So you can see we're still ahead. There's some kind of wonky stuff going on in Munis, but typically when they balance the books for the month, those things resolve themselves. So I think we're still ahead. I'm not holding my breath, but we certainly had our revenue exceed our expenses, and it'll be interesting to see by how much when everything comes out in the wash. On the next page, let me move the screen. We ended up with 183 events with 2,736 guests, which I think is pretty good considering that not only did we not really open until, you know, May-ish, but people really didn't book things because of their concerns about COVID. Mm-hmm. So I think we had a really good year under the circumstances, and I'm just hoping that COVID will let loose its grip and let us have a good year in 2022.
Yeah.
So when you take a look at the actuals, moving on to the next page, there's really nothing interesting, but it does give you detail about who met in the house and who did tours and how much setup and cleanup and event hours we had, and also the revenue. That was November. Mm-hmm. November expenses, pretty normal. Nothing major. We did buy a new Christmas tree for the bride's room. Our normal advertising expenses. December felt busy because we cram everything into just a little bit of time there in the first 15 or 16 days of the month. We did do multiple club holiday events, as well as our open house and the holiday lunch. And we did have several tours and a paranormal event with Kindred Spirits. And they had really good attendance again, although we restricted their attendance this time. Nothing major in the expenses, just normal stuff. I guess the only thing I'd mention is I did go buy soaker hoses and start watering in December. Mm-hmm. Although it was not as successful as I thought it would be. The new soaker hoses are interesting. I wish I had the old ones where they squirt out all over the place, because the new soaker hoses are just thin and they've got holes in them. And so they end up watering about 6 or 8 inches, and it goes straight down when it's this dry instead of spreading out. So I think if we have to go back to that, I'll use the soaker hoses, but I'll probably also use sprinklers, because the soaker hoses don't do a very adequate job of spreading the moisture out without moving the hose every 15 or 20 minutes, which is pretty labor intensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and it took me, you know, like 2 days to get one section of the garden watered. And that's crazy. That's a lot.
That's awful.
Yep.
Right.
Here's the Munis numbers. As of the end of the year, I don't think they're final. They're still messing around, and there may still be some expenses that need to shift from the first paycheck in January back into December. They always do that after they do the second payroll in January. So it'll be interesting to see how it all ends up when they finish messing with it. But this is what it looked like as of January 5th.
Okay.
And then the last page is your new board contact sheet.
Yes.
For 2022.
Okay.
Any questions?
So what month did the private donation come in, November or December? It's a curious question, but it has a purpose.
Sorry, what was the question?
What month did the private donation come in?
There were two private donations. I don't remember. There was one in December, and I don't remember when the other one was.
Okay. Interested in the timing, that's all.
It was further back in the year.
Further back in the year, not reported on a prior report?
Yes, it was reported. There were two donations. There was a $1,000 donation and a $50 donation. The $50 donation came in December.
That's what I was asking.
Just yeah, and the $1,000 donation was previously in the year and it's been on the reports all year.
Yeah, no, that's I was looking at just this monthly report since this one is in November, December.
Yeah, it was December.
Sure, it was November or December. What is the current balance of the fund? We probably should have a line added to this report because that question always continues to come up. I mean, we have revenues and we have expenses, but we don't have a current balance.
It's about $32,000. I can go get you a number. It's a little wonky at the moment because we borrowed from the fund through an appropriation and now we have to put it back. So I can tell you, let me see if I can get to it. Yeah, my screen is all backed up. So I'll get you that number. I should know it right off the top of my head, but I don't. I just looked at it yesterday.
But when you're looking at,
yeah, when you're looking at lots of numbers, it's hard to remember. And if I go off to look at it now, it'll just feed you.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
All right, let me see if I can get rid of the screen sharing. Huh. Nope. How do I quit sharing, Aurora? Let's see if this will do it. Nope. I don't know how to stop screen sharing. There it is. I found it. All right. Moving on.
Hi, Connie.
Hey there.
Happy birthday, Connie.
That's exactly it. I was going to take a pause after that.
Early this morning.
I'm sorry, I overspoke over you, Connie. What was it that you said?
Oh, I was just saying my computer would not wake up this morning. I had it all this night and I got in here at 15 till and it took me 20 minutes to get on. Whatever.
Oh my.
Crazy.
But we did want to wish you a very happy birthday. Let's hope you have a very nice one today.
Thank you. We plan to.
Good. Good.
What are your plans?
Oh, we're going up to Cheyenne later on today and going for dinner, but we had reserved some things up there before Christmas and they came in. So
nice.
We're going to have a nice day.
It'll be a nice road weather. Trip. Yes, I love road trips. Yeah.
I do too.
Where do you go to eat in Cheyenne?
We're going to a new place, to us anyway. I think it's called the Rib and Chop House. Oh. Wyoming Rib and Chop House. It's on Lincoln Way. It's real close to the depot.
Aaron in Montana.
Yeah, downstairs.
Yeah, so they've got one in Colorado Springs, and that was it. So we thought, well, let's try that out. It looks fun.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's a great steakhouse.
Good. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Started in Livingston, Montana.
Oh, you would know that.
would.
Yes, I would.
Well, I'm glad we made a good choice.
So moving right along, we're going to go into old business and the Christmas open house. I just as a quick added thing, I know I wasn't there for the event, but from everything that has been discussed, I think it was a huge success in the fact that the scheduling we did online, and that as Kathy stated, it was more intimate ability. And I also like the fact that we had more control over the numbers and we didn't have people walk away angry or upset in like they could have in the past without us even being aware of. We had a little more control over that. So I'll open that to discussion on what everybody else's views were and what you thought of the event.
Oh, I'll say it. I thought it was 100% better that way because you just weren't pushing, you know, people weren't just pushing and shoving you. And I like that we started rotating rooms because everybody got to see each of the rooms that they could have seen. And then they went upstairs and it was, I the people that I was talking to, I got them first, I guess, because that was the parlor. They were very happy with everything. I don't know, the person at the end of the line could probably tell you better.
Yeah. But that was
Karen. That was at the end of the line. They were happy.
Oh yeah, you were.
Yep.
Any other comments?
The only thing I remember standing out was there were most of the people were newcomers, first time visitors to the house. There were a couple of repeats, but most of them were new and they had no idea about the history or anything. So it was really good to have the tours going on downstairs just for a little 5 minutes in each room and
Nice.
My daughter said she enjoyed the history. There were actually some things she didn't know, but she also said she was having a really good time telling people that I was her mother after they explained everything to her.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that.
And that was me. I said, "Oh, I don't even talk."
Any other comments or suggestions for improvement?
I would suggest we plan on doing it with the reservations all the time. It really made it a lot nicer, I think, for everybody. For both us, you know, for us working there and for the people coming.
Okay.
I agree. All I've heard is really good comments. Very positive. Very positive. And boy, I'll take positive when we can get it. Yes. So.
Yeah. Any comments on the number of people? We did get a little behind at the end, but I think in the end we made it up.
I think actually the schedule went pretty well. I think the getting behind part that you're talking about is the time that happened after the break, basically, after there was this the break for Santa, and that began to kind of backlog things more than anticipated, I think. So, but that's the only getting behind that I was aware of, obviously. And I was at the front door. So.
Yeah, Santa didn't. Outside. Santa took his first break, but he only took 5 minutes the second break. So we were behind, but we were making it up with the break time. So do we need to make those breaks a little longer so we don't have people waiting?
Potentially, yes. Or make a plan that we're going to continue to do the rotation of the rooms because that does entertain people that are in the house while they're waiting to go see them.
All right. I'll think about maybe we make them a little bit longer so we make sure he gets them. Because the suit is heavy and they get hot and they need to hydrate and get up and move a little bit. I thought Pete did a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. He customized everybody he spoke to, he said something different. And there were some things he did repeat, but it wasn't like John who said the same things to everybody all evening long. So... I thought he did an awesome job. And my granddaughter put her hands on her hips and said, "That is not the same Santa."
Oops.
Oh, there you go. Santa made you too.
Oh. I do Santa think- had a makeover.
I do think that overall the event went well, and yes, the continuing with the reservation system is definitely a perfect idea going forward. And to just recap, I did send the email with the details, but that's not incorporated unless I go over that real quick. So maybe let me just recap our numbers. So the email I sent was December 4th with this update or recap. So the hosts were 6 board members, 2 student volunteers, and 1 house manager. The guests were 213 total guests, plus 2 special guests, Mrs. Claus and Carolyn Darville, who helped me with editing and reviewing for Grant. 51 reservations were fulfilled, 5 reservations were no-shows, 6 walk-up groups were accommodated, totaling 19 people. 4 walk-up groups could not be accommodated as they were unwilling to wait or come back toward the end of the event. 2 of those walk-up groups were couples without any children. They just wanted to tour the house, but they would come back at the next art walk. I think the only other hiccup that we had was the advertisement that was in the Longmont Recreation brochure. And I think maybe thinking forward for next time, we need to know in advance when that publication gets prepared. Because obviously it was prepared and
printed.
And printed, but we didn't know about, well, I guess I didn't know about it, and none of the other board members knew about it. And I was fortunate enough to just ask somebody who'd said, well, it's in the paper, or it was in, I saw it advertised, and it didn't require a reservation. And I said, oh, do you happen to have that with you? I'd love to see that. And so that's what I attached in that email, but it's that. Yeah.
It was in the recreation brochure, which was printed in July before we knew that we were going to have to do reservations.
Right.
So now we know.
Knowing about the printing in advance would be helpful so that we can make sure that we're on par with.
I'll take care of it. You know, now that we've decided to do reservations, we will absolutely have that information in the recreation brochure when it goes to print next year.
Yeah.
But my Karnak.
Is it something that we need to tickle for our calendar for board meeting discussion about the event so that we're timely enough to get that information to you so that you can get that in?
No, yeah. I already know about it. I'll take care of it.
And well, and in truth, even if we, at one point we were even talking that we might have to cancel the event. So yep. it is what it is. And unfortunately I agree with you, Karen, that if we know about it, now we can prove it. So I think that's the key. So, is there any other discussion in regards to the Christmas open house that anybody else has? We'll just move forward on to the grant update.
Well, I think I gave most of the information in the manager's report. Mm-hmm. We're just in a waiting game right now. I have communicated with Ann McCleave and with the grant administrator, both to let them know where we're at and, you know, what we're waiting for. So they're just waiting patiently.
Is it set to be reviewed by council this month?
I don't know what date Jeff has put it in for. I haven't heard yet. Do you know, Ben? Yeah. Unfortunately, with the virtual meetings, they've cut the agendas back a little bit. So things are moving out a little further because of the virtual meetings that they're doing.
But what an exciting thing that we have to wait, isn't it?
It is. And I don't know if you all are aware of this, but there were 80 applicants applying for $14.3 million in grants. And out of that round, the 41 were recipients receiving $7.2 million in grants. So that's really quite something in a very highly competitive year. So just incredibly proud of how that turned out.
Absolutely, Karen. And can I thank you and Connie and everybody else that have worked on this grant. You guys, it still gives me chills. I'm so excited about it. And it's so positive. It is pat yourself on the back more than once every time you get a chance, because it's huge. And I wouldn't want to have to be on the other end of deciding who got those funds or not, because it would be horribly competitive with that many people. And we are so fortunate. And when Kathy told us the news in December, it's just got to do a little happy dance. What else do you say? Right. So So, all right, moving on to the brochures, the history room by room self-guided tour.
So I have a couple of things just to hopefully clarify. For brochures, we kind of are talking about two different ones. One is the pink brochure, which is used for marketing. And the other is the room by room tour, which is used for our open houses. Yes. So how do you want to approach addressing each?
I'd like to finalize the history brochure so we can go to print. And the other thing on the, I'd like to talk a little bit about the room by room self-guided tour.
Okay. Well, let's review the history one first and move forward. And then where are we on the history? Do you feel that that's clear and accurate and no revisions need to take place at this point?
I think the only outstanding question was the commentary about the car.
Right.
And the church.
Right, which I think we can adjust so that it does leave that open rather than definitive one way or the other.
I'd really like to get that one to print because we put it in all of our packets. And yeah. that's what we hand people when they walk into the house.
Right.
Yeah. And they just want a little information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's ready to go with the exception of that. How about if I do a little tweak to make that as I stated and share that on email with you all?
Yes, so please.
Okay. I think that would be great. And then so we can move forward like what Kathy was saying, we have that, you know, those preparations made for packets and whatnot. That'd be great. Thank you, Karen.
Yes, and I can get that done today. So and okay. I'll do it today.
Okay, great. Thanks, Karen.
Okay, and on to the room by room, the self-guided. What were any questions or more concerns in regards to those?
I would love to hear if anyone had guests who had questions that weren't addressed with the details on the room by room tour. It's a little late, I know. That's why I'm wishing we did have a December board meeting because I would have loved to have captured all of that. And I don't know if anyone made it a point of writing any questions down that were like, oh, that's an interesting one, or not. How'd that go? I was at the door, obviously, and so I didn't get any of those questions.
I really wish I could help you in that. Unfortunately, I wasn't at the event, so I'm going to have to leave it to the other ladies on if you received any other questions or things that hasn't been answered by the room by room tour guide.
I didn't get any other questions. You know, that might have been an awkward time though to be testing that because a lot of the parents, at least in my room, were kind of watching their kids to make sure they didn't get into anything.
Right.
They, you know, listening to what I was saying, but, you know, and nodding their heads, but they also had other distracting them. So, but I did not get any other questions that I couldn't answer based on the pamphlet.
I had the same question over and over, and it was from the kids who are sitting in the bride's room on the couch, looking up at that door that's high off the floor.
Got some of those too.
Yeah. So
from the perspective of a young one, that's wonderful.
Well, it is, but then I was to answer that, and I presume there were steps there at one time.
There were. They're still in the basement.
The
house manager used to live in those two rooms.
I know because I was in the room, but she didn't use the steps. She had a couch there. I sat on the couch in front of that door. Didn't even know I was sitting in front of a door all those years. But anyway, that's what I told them. I said it used to be two rooms that they would use and there are steps because they just thought that was hilarious. Just to, like a floating door.
You wouldn't believe how many people jiggle it. It's like I sit on the other side, like when I'm printing stuff and try to,
sure.
You know, and people rattle that door trying to figure out what's on the other side instead of walking out the door of the bride's room and looking in the office. They jiggle the door.
They do.
Yeah.
You wear a dog sign on it or something.
Well, Karen, I saw your hand up. What was your comment?
I did have one comment, people ask, well, where was the fireplace? And of course it's in the parlor. It used to be in the parlor and you can see where it used to be, but I didn't really even look to see until just right now if it was even mentioned in the brochure, and it's really not, I don't think
it is, but I saw it there when I was little.
Right.
Yeah. And there's actually tile from the fireplace in the bookcase in the library.
Okay.
Just so you know.
So that's the only comment I have.
Little tidbits that might be included. Connie?
The fireplace was still there, Janet, when you were visiting as a child?
Yes.
Yes.
That's interesting because from what I'm remembering in one old picture and design was that the fireplace was where the mirrored wall is.
Yes.
And is that in the picture with the Sweeney's family, and they're portrayed by that fireplace. And then the Callahans put a little fountain in front of it. Is that right? That's what we have.
I don't remember the fountain.
I don't remember that.
I remember seeing the Sweeney family picture.
Okay. Well, in our in the guide right there, I'm just reading that because it says the mirrored wall, this angled corner originally held a tiled fireplace. Mm-hmm. At one time, the Callahans had an electric fountain of cast stone standing before the mirror.
Oh.
That's the fireplace is mentioned there, but.
I thought it was part of the redo when they brought in all the Louis plaster and stuff, because it does have plaster. That wall does have painting and plaster on it. I thought it was gone when they did the redo.
The fireplace was gone.
Yeah, when they put in the registers and redecorated the parlor.
Right.
That makes sense.
I do like the
documents anywhere that might show, you know, when that was done, hidden away somewhere.
I
inquired about building permits and got all of the permits that we have on file, that the city has on file for the house. That's unfortunately not in there. But, I think this is definitely something that, along with the pictures that we have from the archives from the museum, it's certainly something we can try and get more detail about so that we can share as much information as we have. But I think
neat to note the tile, that we do have pieces of the tile, and this is what it looked like type of thing. If you're that interested, this is an applique. That type of information, Kathy, that was very helpful. So,
Is the tile green by chance?
Yes, it's green and like royal blue.
Uh-huh.
And a little bit of orange. Yeah.
Okay.
Where is the tile now? You said it's in the library?
It's in the library inside the bookcase.
Okay.
Oh, it's not on the wall. It was just stacked there.
With a little note.
Oh, the note. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Should we plan then to, I guess, have a separate smaller meeting of anyone who's interested in doing any last revisions to this, and then maybe make a plan for the next open house to do the same sort of process where there's a board member in each room to continue to comb this and be able to share this information one more time with maybe a more attentive group. And then make our final revision after the next art walk.
Karen, I think that's a great suggestion. Calendar-wise, where would you suggest at what point that we schedule that meeting for anybody interested?
I like sooner rather than later, because it's when it's fresh on our minds, it makes it easy to
I guess I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's pick a date and let's put it on so we have it in the meeting minutes.
I'm trying to pull up the calendar so that I can see. And of course, I got my personal calendar. Hang on.
That's how it always works. It's
well, you know. That's part of working at home, is you end up with stuff you get things kind of mucked together. I'm looking at the calendar so we can pick a time to do this. I do have one other comment about the document, and that is I think we need to keep perspective on how long it should be based on the way we use it. I think maybe my opinion is that maybe the stuff about preservation and restoration either needs to be shortened or maybe a separate document, maybe another little handout like the history brochure that we, you know, hand people so they can take it home and contemplate it. I'm not sure that much information belongs in the room by room tour guide. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. That's a great suggestion. People's attention span is pretty short. And if people were interested, then if we had it in a separate.
Maybe another trifold like the history brochure.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing.
Yeah, that we can hand people as they leave. So it's like, it's not mixed up in the history stuff, but it's, you know, something we can say, you know, if you're thinking about helping us preserve the house, here's a little information about our efforts in those regards. And, you know, it not like a trifold.
Yeah, I'm thinking a separate piece of literature is a good choice. It can describe, yeah, our attempts of preservation and restoration and our actions that we take. But it also can incorporate our QR code for purposes of donation for future support.
That's a great idea, Karen. So looking at calendar dates to set up a committee to work on this project, where are we at on the calendar, ladies? And I agree with Karen, the sooner we get this done, the better. And kind of in the slower months, it would be prudent.
I could do something next Tuesday. This week is a little busy. Looking for a hole. I could do like 11 tomorrow. I could do next Tuesday afternoon. And that is the day after a holiday.
It is. I think the 18th would be good, at least in my opinion, for me. Do we still have to meet via Zoom at this for a committee?
We only have to meet by Zoom for the board meetings.
Okay.
So we can certainly get together at the house on the 18th.
Okay.
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, what would work?
Where is everybody's schedule? Who, first of all, who would like to be on the committee to work on this? Okay, we've got
the same three people.
Both same.
Aaron, Karen, and Connie.
I would like
to. Glad Connie.
I would like to as well, but I'm going to put it tentative. I'm not going to, until I know where my COVID test is, I won't attend unless it is negative. So let's go for the 18th. What time works best for you? I think 2 o'clock would be better.
Who is best?
I'd say two.
Two? Okay.
Clock's fine. So I've got Connie, Karen Cruz, Karen Reed, Maureen, and Cassie.
Yes, please.
All right. I'll send out an invitation.
All right. Thank you.
Could I ask just a side question? What is the city allowing for the number of people? Like if we can't have our small board meeting in the Callahan House, why can we have other kind of meetings?
The decision was only with regards to the board meetings.
Ah, okay.
So it's because they're being recorded and put out on the web, and the city of course wants to set a good example based, you know, for COVID protocols and behavior.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
And Ben, do you have an update too?
Well, I think it relates to the fact that they decided to do council meetings remotely. That's their own choice. It's not a county-led mandate, but they decided through their own prudence to do that. And then it just led from there that if council is going to meet remotely, then the boards themselves should also do that. It's as simple as that. So it's not reflective of necessarily a new order. And frankly, I mean, they decided this well before this large surge we've seen. So
really?
That's where it stands. It's pretty straightforward. And so the other things haven't actually changed at this point.
Okay. All right. Back to our old business. Moving on to new business. So we're looking at posting locations for agendas and cancellations. Kathy, I assume you know what?
The primary location is the web, mm-hmm. and the secondary backup location is the Civic Center, but we need to vote on it.
Okay. So I'm going to have you repeat that again. So the primary location is the city website, correct?
Yes, the primary location is the city website. The backup location is the Civic Center.
Okay. And so I will put forth that I need a motion that we take a vote on this, please.
I'll move it, accept the motion.
Okay, can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Second.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and take a vote on, as stated, all in favor. Raise your hands so we can see it on the screen. Okay, seeing all of us in favor here, I don't see any opposition. It's been approved. So moving on to the election of the 22 officers. And we can go from there. Is there any buddy that wants to step forth or put forth a candidate for the office? We'll start with secretary, I guess. Is that anybody that
would somebody like? Wants to jump in there and do it? I'll give it up. But I would continue if you need me to.
Okay. So can I have a motion to put forth who they would like to? Karen, are you sure you're up for this if you want to do this again?
Seems to be the best way for me to contribute, real honestly, because I'm a newbie.
Okay. So I need a nomination, somebody to nominate her, please, and I can't
do it. You can self-nominate.
Oh, well, I'll nominate Karen. Nominator.
Okay, she's been nominated.
I second it.
She's accepted the nomination. So all in favor of keeping Karen Reed as secretary of the board, please raise your hands so we can see it and count it.
I don't get to vote, but here I am.
There she be. She is the Karen is going to continue as the secretary of the meetings. Okay, so moving on to the chair. I will nominate myself for chair again. I'm still a newbie. I'm still learning about a lot of things because we really have been in this COVID situation. The one thing I can do is I can run a meeting. So I'll put forth myself as a chair. If there's any other nomination, I would be more than glad to hear those as well. So anybody else?
I second the nomination for Maureen.
Is there anybody else that would like to step forth and be the chair? Anyone? Okay, then.
Yeah, if you're feeling like your health is going to be all right and you're going to be okay,
I am.
As well.
And this is the one way I feel like I can contribute right now. And that's so I feel comfortable doing that. So all in favor of keeping me as the chair, can I see hands? Okay, there we go. Then we've got our election of the 22 officers, and we will move on to the house manager pitchers, which I'm excited about as well. It's little things that just makes my day. Okay, so house managers pitchers.
Erin, you're on.
All right. So it's a project that's been needed for many years, and I think we should get this done this year so that we do capture the history while we can. Mm-hmm. I think it would be helpful to have a few people participate in this project. It shouldn't be that, it shouldn't be that demanding. But it does require a little bit extra time outside of board meetings. So can I see if anyone might be interested in helping with this project? It's as simple as...
Describe the project.
Well, I think we'd like to make things a little bit more uniform, but definitely complete with respect to the pictures of the house managers there on the wall. And potentially make sure that we have the dates of service captured and identified. I think I need you on this because you have some history here with your life at the house. So
I think you've been volunteered, Janet.
I'm volunteering you, Janet, that you are, going to be part of this.
I'll volunteer to be on it too.
Okay, so we'll start a committee in regards to the house manager pitchers, and it'll be Ann Thompson and Janet Pearson and then Karen Cruz. So just a clarification of what this project is. We're basically finding the house pitchers of the house manager pitchers and making them similar or hanging them in a similar manner with years and years of their service, correct?
Yeah.
Is there a specific wall that we can state? So a clarification just for the minutes of this meeting and people that are where those are hung currently in the house?
The wall outside of the meeting room.
I'm aware of that, Karen, but again, anybody else that's listening to this, just so we're there outside the meeting room upstairs.
Yes.
Okay. And people do look at that wall since I
they do
there. Yes.
Okay. Somehow we've lost Anne's picture. I don't know where she went, but I don't see her. Am I the only one that's not viewing her?
No, she disconnected. She probably turned her camera off.
Okay.
Yes.
Here you are.
And I charged her. So.
Okay. So is there a time that we would like to set up a meeting and a work on the house manager pictures?
I'm open to whatever you suggest.
Okay, ladies, yeah. Got to look at calendar dates and see what works for you. Maybe we can schedule something in February. Is that...
Yeah, February probably better than January for me.
Yes.
Okay. Can we look at the first week in February possibly?
As long as it's not a Wednesday.
So ladies, you're the ones that have to be there. So you can do, not a Wednesday. So that leaves the first, the second, the fourth. I'm sorry, the first, the third, not the second. I won't do that to you. No clarification, not a Wednesday. So,
Well, how about we choose a time on February 1st? It's Tuesday. Do you prefer morning or afternoon, ladies?
Afternoon would be good.
Okay.
I have a couple minutes on the first. Can we go for that Friday, the fourth?
Okay.
How about Thursday? Can we do Thursday?
Sure.
I try to stay off Fridays in case I decide I'm going to take a day off. And okay. I have a doctor's appointment the 4th too.
The 3rd sounds good.
Doctor's appointments. There you go. Yeah. So you're looking at February 3rd, a Thursday. Afternoons work better for Janet. What works better? Karen, are you open to do Thursday?
I think 1 o'clock, could 1 o'clock work?
1 o'clock's fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so it's now scheduled for February 3rd, the Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Callahan House to go over the house manager pictures. And thank you for those that have decided to work on that and join that committee.
We couldn't do a morning? I'm just curious. Is everybody else busy then?
Well, if the morning, a late morning would work out, like 11, or is that too late?
11 would be fine. I just prefer, because my afternoons get kind of busy sometimes.
I do 11 instead.
Does that work for everybody?
That works.
Okay, changing the time to 11 o'clock on February 3rd.
I'll send an invitation.
Thank you.
I'd just like to add a couple things. One is Hobby Lobby's done a wonderful job for us on our pictures. I'd like to see us use them if we can. And the other thing is we need to either frame in such a way that we can continue to add to it, or we need to stockpile frames so this doesn't become an issue again at some point down the road, because we can no longer get the frames we were using.
I agree with you, Kathy. It's the conduciveness to make it seem continuous and clean. And I think that's
well, and it might be one frame with multiple pictures as opposed to multiple frames.
Oh,
although we do need to think about how we're going to hang it because of the plaster walls.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's something we'll talk about during that meeting.
That's fine. I just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
All right. I'll put that on the calendar.
Thank you very much. Moving on to item D, the scrapbook. And who has the scrapbook, and what are we doing with the scrapbook? Because we've not worked on the scrapbook where before.
Well, my question is, do we want to appoint a historian?
Ah.
And put that person in charge of the scrapbook. We used to have one, but then people kind of lost interest and nobody wanted to do it. So just, sorry, my dog's just heard something.
Well, I think rather than appoint a historian, I would be more interested in having a group of ladies who would help contribute to the upkeep of this, because it is, yes, it's a scrapbook, but it's also a history book for our house. So,
okay, Karen, I agree. And I think appointing a historian is as lovely of an idea it is. I think people get overwhelmed. And then if they feel it's a burden on one person, that can be overwhelming. And I think because we have so many talented people on this board that have so many great ideas, that just one person's doing it, it kind of defeats the purpose in a lot of ways. So I think that we should have a scrapbook or historian, historic committee that looks on this. So if I could get a motion that we could start a committee in regards to that, specifically, that it is to deal with the history and scrapbook and the scrapbook combined, if we could have a motion in regards to that, so we have it in the permanent records that this is a set committee as part of this board.
Does it need to be a committee, or does it need to be just established as a responsibility of the board?
It can be either or. I
think I like the latter.
You like the latter? Okay.
Yeah, because it keeps it open so that we know that it is a responsibility of all board members to help contribute.
See, this is great, Kit. Karen, thank you. Okay, so who would like to work on the scrapbook? And do we have a current scrapbook?
We do have a scrapbook.
We do.
It is at the house. It is outdated. And so we do have a lot of information that I gathered from the archives from the museum that we need to incorporate, and then other information that we would need to include in that. So obviously I'm on board for being active in this project as well. Well, I encourage all you ladies to be actively involved in this project. Knowing the history of the house is really actually an important piece of our role as
I would love to be part of looking at it and also, so are we looking at finding additional documents? Do we, I mean, when was
we have them?
We have, when was the last time it was updated? Question.
Before my time.
The scrapbook has mostly been in the past a way to document the events that happen at the house. So most, if you go look at the scrapbooks as they exist, you know, a lot of it is pictures of board events and stuff like that. It really hasn't been intended as a history archive.
Okay.
Other than a history of the events that have happened. So, you know, what Karen's kind of talking about is more of a different twist to what the purpose of it is.
So maybe it's not going to be called a scrapbook so much anymore, more of a history book of the house.
I have a question on
partly scrapbook
on the existing books.
Yes.
I have a question on the existing scrapbooks. For one thing, where are they? And the other thing is, how far, where did they start? What year did somebody start doing this? I mean, so how far back are they?
I don't know the answer to that. There's a whole bunch of them underneath the table in the parlor. And then the one that that's more current is actually in my office in a box in the closet. I think probably the first step is to look at what we have.
Okay. Right. I think it'd be interesting to see where they started doing this at.
There's actually postcards and stuff from the Callahans, from their travels.
Nice.
That's so cool.
Well, and the other thing I would challenge is that if we're going to do this, I think we need to figure out what the purpose of them is and how we're going to use them. Because part of the reason they haven't been getting done is they weren't getting used. So I think we need to clarify what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, I think it's in part education for our community, and we can have them available for all open house events so that people can be flipping through and looking and seeing progress over time and then understand and appreciate the importance of restoration and preservation of this historic property. So it lines up with what we promised in our grant application, that we will promote information and education on preservation and restoration. So it is in that purpose, that is one of the purposes for this.
Okay. They're going to need to be more robust, because if they get handled by a lot of people, they're not going to hold up.
Right.
Yeah, that's
just say that. Having a lot of.
Right. We're not talking about a stereotypical scrapbook.
Okay. So we're talking about using this as an educational document that we can put out as an informational table at our events that people can come and look at, and that means that we might actually relook at revamping some of the old scrapbooks and utilizing some of that material. Is that what you're saying?
We're going to incorporate all the material that we have, including what's currently in whatever scrapbook is available. Okay. But the format might change, and it very well could include digitizing this, just as we are, you know, digitizing information and attaching it to a QR code so that people can read information that way. This too can be digitized
I think that's one.
And as a screen show, we can show it on a TV or something, which would make it considerably easier to set up than a display at every event.
Because I don't see the normal people that come for the open houses have really time when we're handing them all this information. And then here's all of a sudden this scrapbook kind of thing that they can look at. I don't think you're going to get too many people out of those, 400 that really are going to take the time.
Yeah.
Again, it may be a whole different approach of scrapbook. And I think we even need to get away from using the word scrapbook because it's not in line with what I envision us doing with our history and our information.
Okay. So let's, yes, right off the bat, let's get away from the word of using a scrapbook. What would you say an historic document? What would be the wording that you would use, Karen?
I think Connie has something. I want to hear what Connie has to say.
I just thought, I've been kind of listening to all this and trying to capture what Karen is envisioning. Seems like it's more of a history of the Callahan House book that would be ongoing, like a scrapbook in a way, but going forth. So it's really creating a new document is what I'm looking at, or not document, a new entity, a new book, rather than continuing the old scrapbook style. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like called the life of the Callahan House from beginning.
Which is the scrapbook idea was great for the time period because that's what people were doing before computers and before a lot of the other kind of communications. That's how they were preserving. I'm dealing with this with my family materials too. And that how to take it into the 21st century with the technology and things is very helpful. And I understand about the education piece of that going forward. However, one of the things about the historic scrapbooks is that they do have newspaper articles as well as photographs, as well as thank you notes and all kinds of things that are truly a scrapbook kind of thing.
Yes.
I still want to have someone
keep that intact. Yes.
Keep that notion intact. So I guess the idea of having a historian / librarian or documentarian or whatever role on the board is a good idea because that gives a point person for something like that. Okay. But everybody contributes to it because I know we all helped with the scrapbooks when I was on the board before. So I don't know whether that just muddles it or whether it helps separate the two ideas.
Right, I have a question regarding that. And this goes back to what Connie was saying too. A scrapbook is kind of a nice, I actually like the name because it's, mm-hmm, it'll be current, right? I mean, we have past ones that the past boards have kept. Mm-hmm. And if we started maintaining it or going on, it would be more items in there current, right? Things that are happening while we're the board, you know? Right. And so, right, like you said, paper clippings. And I don't know of any other term besides scrapbook that really includes that, you know, and it's bits and pieces. It's not a outright historical document. It's more like little snapshots. Events. And I like that idea. And I think because we have several historical documents already out on the house that really cover well the beginnings, how it came to be, you know, all that. That's, we have really great historical documents on that. And I know, Karen, you've been working on updating some of them. So I'm just going to suggest let's keep the word scrapbook and let's keep it as bits and pieces of events, you know, so it's like a snapshots in time of what happened during our 10 years on the board.
Okay.
Or can we do scrapbook / history album? An album.
This is my
photo album.
Yeah. Sorry. Here's my comment about the historian role. In my experience on this board, if somebody doesn't own that, it doesn't get done. And I'm not talking about who does it. I'm just talking about somebody has to be the focal point for collecting the information and putting it in the scrapbook, or all it does is gets shoved in a box.
All right, if we got to have a point person on that, I'll do it.
Okay, if somebody's willing to step forward and put a position on the board as historian.
But I want someone else to take it next year.
On the stipulation that you're not going to do it next year. Okay, so.
I'd also volunteer to be historian or use that. I know, Carrie, you're like, thank you.
So can we have
a point person with that idea that it's a point person leading that, not the person that's going to be doing it all, right?
Yeah.
And that's the way we had it before, basically.
Yep, that's the way it worked. But if we don't have a point person, it won't happen. That's my experience.
Yes. All right, so I need a motion, ladies. And I know you stepped yourself.
I've got one for you. I nominate Connie as our historian.
All right.
Don't worry, Connie, I'm going to be right by your side the whole time anyway. So.
And anybody a second, please. Second?
Second.
Okay, Karen Reed seconded. All right, so all in favor as Connie, as our new historian on the board, hands please. And you can vote for yourself too, Connie. I think that you're a great asset. All you guys are, but this is wonderful. So, all right. So that being said, do we want to put a date on the calendar to work on this so it happens?
Can I say that I have to leave?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Janet.
Bye.
Bye, Janet.
Bye. Connie, because you've been added as point person, you get a look at your calendar and see what works for you best and figure out how this is going to work.
Yes. Connie, do you want to take a look at what there is before we actually have a meeting?
I really need to, because I've thought about that for a long time, is we're, just taking a look at the scrapbooks again. The last one that I worked on was with Mary McCoy back when we were on the board together. So it's been at least 10 years. So that kind of thing, I just need to see what was done after that point. Okay. So if anything, and like Kathy said, that there's a box with a scrapbook and stuff.
Why don't you and I make an appointment just for the two of us, and we can look at what's there.
And then we can schedule it after that point when it works for you, and we'll go from there. But we've got something going. So you and Kathy can set up a time to add that works for you. And we can move on to other business at this point.
And Kathy, I might even tag along if I could even earlier on the 18th and just an hour earlier and just take a look at things before the other
meeting.
History, sure meeting. You can kill two birds with one stone.
One thought I have on that line that you, Kathy, you might want to talk to as far as going forward and what to preserve and maybe how to do that electronically, or what maybe to talk to Eric at the museum, Eric Mason, and just to pick his brain or any of those guys over there on a good angle of moving forward with it, because
he and Karen are buddies. So
yeah, we've spent lots of time together.
Yeah.
And Connie you too. Yes.
Connie, I'm sure I can't.
That was in your head, but there you go.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I can't do 1 o'clock on the 18th. Okay. I have an appointment at noon, and somewhere in there, I've got to get some food. So, but we could do after a board meeting. We could, of course, we're virtual right now.
We'll tag it on after the committee meeting. I would imagine we'll get our business done, taken care of, and then you don't have to make a separate trip.
Well, and that's what I was thinking too, is sometime when I'm there that day, so I could do it afterwards, would be fine too. I also have my dog has his teeth cleaning that morning, but I don't pick him up until 5 that afternoon. So,
So you want to do 3 o'clock on the 18th? Or can we get the other stuff done in an hour? I would like to set a limit on.
Let's say yes.
When we're going to end the meeting.
I think that's a good goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good goal. I agree. So 3 o'clock. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
That being done, we'll move on to other business. Is there other business that needs to be discussed at this point?
I have two things for other business. One is, can we go ahead and get a count of the Scam Horn books? And we need to set a price for them because we're offering those to be sold at the open houses. And we need to do that so that it's, we know how many we have and we know what we're selling them for and that they're available for sale even before our next open house, if somebody was interested in purchasing one. But what is the count on it? Kathy, I think you said you were going to have Jackie.
I haven't done it yet. Jacqueline's been out for 3 weeks, so it's on my list of things to do, but it's not done yet.
Maybe I'll tell you what, while I'm there, and while you and Connie meet after our committee meeting, I can do the count if you can just pull the box out or show me where they are. Are they in the closet?
They are.
Okay.
In a box.
So I can do that. I can get that count done. And then we need to, as a board, decide what we're going to sell those for.
Well, the price has been $11 for the little one and $13 for the big one. And once, if we're going to change the price, then we also have to go back to the tax folks and figure out what the tax has to be on them. So these prices include tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 11 for the small and 13 for the large. Okay. Okay.
Does that cost a print, you think?
No. They were donated, so we haven't worried about what it costs to print them.
Okay.
So I raised them a little bit. I think they were 10 and 12 or something like that at one point. And I decided that was ridiculous and raised them, but we also don't sell very many of them. I've also been selling the DVD for 13 too. So, and those cost about $5 a piece to produce.
That's so how, reasonable. You want them to be priced so that the people will sell them. I mean,
the people who are interested are perfectly happy to pay for them. The people who aren't interested, the price doesn't matter.
Okay.
So I think we could raise the price. So just think about that and let's figure it out.
Yeah, we can talk about it the next board meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So we'll put that on for the agenda for the next board meeting. So the count and the price, were there any other items, Karen, that you wanted to discuss?
Oh, I have one item, but it's just more of a fun share item. It is other business, but it's related because I was at Key West with my family recently, and we toured the Hellings House Museum. Now, this is really an interesting property. It was built in the same year as the Callahan House.
Oh my God.
And it was purchased in 1940, just 2 years after.
Oh,
we got ours gifted to us. It was purchased by the Key West Women's Club, established in 1915. This was an amazing historic piece of property. I loved touring it. I enjoyed it. I'll bring this in so y'all can see this and read this too and share the website with you. But just a beautiful property and a beautiful piece about this property is that they've rented the upstairs out to two tenants. They've made it into two separate apartments, and that's income producing. And it keeps it so that the main floor can be held for women's clubs and special events, just like what we do as well. The women's club there, they mean business. They do $100,000 donations every year, annually. So their club is amazing. I'm going to really pay attention to how they're working, but they fundraise and they do amazing work for their community, and they donate $100,000 every year. to different organizations in their community in need. So I just thought that was incredibly special. And I wanted to share that with you. It's just other business, but it's relative because the house is the time of it is perfect. It's beautiful. And it I wish I could have just taken you all with me on that tour. I was like, oh, this is
I would love it.
It's delicious.
Because I think it's great that we can get ideas and share information from other groups. And that's exactly what I like to do. When I'm off traveling, I like to look at the historic things as well. So that's amazing. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah.
I have one other thing, and I'm just going to mention it. apparently, the city council has decided that the boards should have input into the interview process for new prospective board members.
Okay.
So they're trying to figure out how to make that work. So just an FYI, coming up in our next round of board appointees, we're going to have a role. They haven't quite figured out what that looks like, but just will take some time. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that. Connie?
I will say that the first time I was on the Callahan board, I think that was in 2008, that was the process, is there were two people to interview with, and one of them was on the Callahan House board, and one was the house manager. Actually, there were three, and one was a city council person. And that process was really, we just sat and interviewed real quick for 10 minutes or whatever, and then went on. But I liked that because they were getting to know the candidates that were rather than, yeah. So that was
a great idea.
My past experience. So I'm sure that they're dealing with the history of that too.
Yeah, it also means that the schedule for the recruitment is going to get moved up probably by a month.
Okay.
So instead of an October deadline, it may be a September deadline, but I don't know what that looks like yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty then. So looking at future agenda items, the sign for the flower bed.
We'll address that probably in April, and it's going to be weather dependent. So.
Okay.
So maybe if we put that on our calendar to be addressing that in April, that'd probably be good timing.
Okay. All right. And the past and present board members' annual tea.
And that tea, again, we've marked that down for May 1st. Mm-hmm. And so if we're going to hold to that date, it's fairly simple arrangement and invitation. So it can be done inside 2 months. But I would say at the very latest, we should have that on the March agenda. We can start to touch base with it on the February agenda.
I'd rather do it sooner rather than later, because as the grant stuff fires up, my time's going to get more restrictive.
That makes sense. So can we put it on February's new business?
That's a good.
Yeah. And then we'll move from there. Is there any other items that anybody else feels needs to be on future agenda addressed? No. With the COVID stuff, I think we're going to have to start thinking a little bit out of the box and what we're going to do. I know we've done the summer event of having the Sundays and all of that, but I think we're going to have to look at what we're going to do different to come up with some ideas. So maybe, ladies, you might want to brainstorm and try to think out of the box on what we could do differently, because it is what it is, and we're going to have to look at things differently, just like what we do with the Santas, where we schedule things, and I thought that worked well. I think we can come up with some way to look at hosting future events at the home.
Are you looking Are you looking at board driven events or events that are scheduled and are
board driven events? These are things have been canceled because of COVID, and things have changed because of it. So let's try to think of what we're going to be doing. Now we've got you know, our walks and things that we do, but there's other things that we can do as a board as well, that we could, we had the ice cream social at one point in the gardens. Well, maybe we can think of something a little bit tweaked or different to do during the summer, as a thing that we open the house as board to do instead of the ice cream social. Can we come up with ideas, Connie?
Well, I know some of the past ideas we did was the waffle breakfast when we did our big fundraiser. I think it was for the gazebo back a few years ago. That was out in the gardens, but I've often thought for years before I was on the board in a while, is offering teas again in the house, because, and they would be scheduled, you know, that would be a reservation only kind of event, but a fun one. And now that the Thompson Inn or Thompson Bed and Breakfast is gone, there's really a need for some kind of an old house tea party kind of thing for people. And this is such an ideal place to do that kind of thing. So those were some things I was thinking about all along.
I think that's a great suggestion. And I also thought about what if we had like wine and music or something in the gardens with that number of people that we could have in the afternoon, early evenings in the summer, something that we could do to open up as well as a fundraiser. That would be something that we could control and yet wouldn't have too much of a mess type of thing, and we could do reservations and people could enjoy the garden that way. That would be another way that we could open up the house. Those are just some suggestions, but I do know that if we don't talk about it and we don't put it on the calendar, it doesn't get on the agenda, it won't happen. So
what I'd like to do is I'd like to put a fundraiser discussion on the agenda for next month or the month after. Couple of things with COVID. I don't want to do a lot of work and plan a fundraiser and then have it potentially canceled. That's one concern I have. And the other one is, at the moment, because we don't have any idea about when the work is going to be done on the outside of the house with the grant, right, I would be really reluctant to schedule something until we have a better insight into what we're actually going to be doing and when.
Okay.
Because I think we're going to be at the mercy of the contractors once that process starts.
Yes, we are. So would you say maybe that board member fundraising events should be put on the calendar for March or April for discussion, because by that time we'll have more of an idea of timeline of work that's going to be done, grant work that's going to be done. So
yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So we can put that in the future agenda items and tickle it for, when would you say, March or April or May?
I'd say April, because honestly, until we get the RFP process done and have some insight into when the contractors are available, we're not going to know when we can actually do anything. And the other thing is, we need to protect our revenue events first before we worry about doing fundraising.
Okay.
April?
Put it in future agenda items, but tickle it out to the side, marking it as an April thing.
Yeah, I'm going to put April or May and just see where we're at on the grant stuff.
So basically it looks like, I mean, if we push it out that far to April or May, that means to me that we won't have any events, at least this year, because if we're
pushing. We could do something in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah, we could, or we could do teas in November and December or something like that.
Okay.
I don't think it, I think it precludes us from doing something in the summer.
Yeah.
Except maybe, I mean, if we started in April, we could do something in August.
It'll be pushed, but we could do it. That's just one of those things that I do know that if we are going to put an event together, we'd want to make sure that we hit that printing of the summer brochure.
Recreation guide.
Yeah, I just made a note to look at the brochure schedule. I've got it.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to add one thing on that. I kind of agree with Maureen on that. Putting out till May is maybe April, because if we do come up with the great idea, trying to put everything together, and by April, you should know the weddings that are scheduled for the summer. So we know what we have to work around. And
Maybe not. We usually book till sometime in May for 2022.
Right. So, and the other thing is, I think we should keep plan it for the warmer time of the year. Because if we do plan it for an outside event, even if we have to rent the little tent or whatever they have, it would be less impacted by COVID, because outside events usually aren't affected as inside events.
That's exactly my thoughts too. And if it's outdoors and more like spacing that we're enjoying the gardens and that type of thing, It is hopefully less on we can be a little more picky on like catering and things like that. We're bringing in more money in the sense of with less, hopefully less required, as a tea is very is great idea, and I think it's a great fundraiser, but it's very work intensive. So labor intensive. That's one of those things. Just putting it out there. If we could even tweak it to March, I think that would be a better idea to push it clear out.
Let's do April. I honestly don't think we're going to have enough information in March to make plans.
Okay. All right.
So I'll move it to April. And honestly, something to think about is scope, you know, because a tea is a lot easier to do because it would be on a lot smaller scope. So, and if we decided to do alcohol, there's a whole nother component.
There's a whole nother
component. Permits, and I'm not sure we want to go there.
Yeah.
So just think about that, and let's just table it to April.
All right. So we'll put it on future agenda items to be discussed in the April calendar. Is there anything else for future agenda items that would like to be brought up at this point? Okay. All right, ladies, as always, it's good to see your lovely faces. I wish we could be seeing each other in person. Look forward to seeing you on the 18th for those that are doing that meeting at 2. So, all right. And hopefully I'll be there. Hopefully the test will be negative. So, all right. Thanks.
Good luck.
We'll adjourn. All right.